أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا. فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين. أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى. إن إلى ربك الرجعى. أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى. أرأيت إن كذب وتولى. ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى. كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية. ناصية كاذبة خاطئة. فليدع ناديه. سندع الزبانية. كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة. وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. ذلك لمن خشي ربه.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها. يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
اللہ تبارک و تعالی اس فضل دے قرآن شریف کی کمنٹس بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ان الحمد لله ریز دی کمپلیشن اینڈ آلویز دی کمپلیشن اف دی قرآن شریف مینز دی بیگننگ دیٹ از وائی وی ریڈ اگین فرام الف لام میم تلہم المفلحون. حضرت مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے قرآن شریف ختم کرنا مقصد نہیں ہے بلکہ اپنی زندگی قرآن شریف پر ختم کرنا مقصد ہے. اپنی زندگی قرآن شریف پر ختم کرنا ہے. قرآن شریف انو book of guidance, book of hidayat for mankind till the day of judgment. We know what kind of fitnas are in the world. Together plan to burn the Quran Sharif. Where can they burn the Quran Sharif in the hearts of the mu'minis? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took it upon himself the preservation. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. And look at the intizam and arrangement that Allah ta'ala made for the preservation of the Quran Sharif. In the past, people used to get something on the tablets, on the stones, on the skins of animals. They used to write it somewhere. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the arrangement for Quran Sharif to be preserved on the hearts of the believers. Millions of people around the world were memorized the Quran Sharif. You think it was within their power to memorize the Quran Sharif? Some memorizing in 5 days, some in 3 days, some in 1 day, some in 7 days, and as far as 30 days are concerned, so many. My own Shaykhullah, these 28 days he memorized the Quran Sharif. I mentioned this many times, that one ayat, you know, it's a shabu ho gaya. So he said, koi hafiji hai ke nahi hai. And then he corrected it himself, because he used to speak 4 hours, 3 hours, at a stretch, the Bukhari Sharif. And thereafter he said, fakhran nahi, not out of pride. Aap logo ko targhib dilane ke khatir, just to give you some kind of encouragement. So when a Quran Sharif attaise din mein yaad kar liya tha. His father was performing Taraweeh somewhere, he passed away on the 1st of Ramadan or something like that. So he used to learn one para in the day and perform at night. 28 days time, he memorized the Quran Sharif because he knew two paras. So now, look at the mu'jizat of the Quran Sharif. And then he said, Surah Yusuf, maine 20 minutes ke andar hifz kar li thi. I said, Hazrat, it takes us 30 minutes to look inside and read. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with memories like that, and they preserve those memories also. They didn't engage in sins and vices like us. But there are so many stories about memorization of Quran Sharif. But what was it revealed for? That is what we have to understand. Quran Sharif, how many times they have mentioned in the Khatam Quran Sharif Jalsat? Quran Sharif ka padhna sawab, usko dekhna sawab, usko uthana sawab, usko bhosa dena sawab, everything sawab. Is the Quran Sharif, to pick it up, to see inside, to read it, to do everything is sawab. Quran Sharif, Hazrat Din Puri Rahmatullah Ali to say ki jo usko tajweed o qiraat ke saath padhega, wo qari ban jayega. Jo usko bayan karega, uski tafsir bayan karega, will make the tafsir of the Quran Sharif become mufassir. The person who will propagate the Quran Sharif will become muballigh. The person who will sit and teach will become mudarris. The person who will write the Quran Sharif, whatever you will do, will become different things. Lekin Quran Sharif par jo amal karega, wo waliullah ban jayega. Everybody else will come everything. But if the mudarris makes amal on it, he'll become waliullah. If the mufassir makes amal on it, he'll become waliullah. If the muballigh makes amal on it, he'll become waliullah. If the qari makes amal on it, he'll become waliullah. If he becomes hafiz, makes amal on it, he'll become waliullah. And that is what the object is. To make amal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me you in the ummah that large is tawfiq of amal. We'll make dua, we'll break, and we'll have another session after about 15 minutes. This is الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وما بلول الله رحيم الله كريم الله most forgiving الله most compassionate most loving most caring الله my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Dhunub Allah. You gave us the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif. Ay Rabbi Kareem, you gave us the tawfiq to do a completion of the Quran Sharif. We have made so much of errors, so much of mistakes. Ay Rabbi Kareem, how many times we didn't have the concentration also. Yet it is your kalam that we were listening to you reading. Ay Rabbi Kareem, overlook, forgive our mistakes, our errors, our faults, our weaknesses, our shortcomings. Ay Rabbi Kareem, oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. In this Mubarak night, the last of the odd nights of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, the 29th night, my beloved Allah, there is no other odd night flight after this, my Allah. You give us the tawfiq to complete the Quran Sharif and to raise our begging bowls before you in this Mubarak night. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Don't deprive any one of us of the rahmat and the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif. Don't deprive us of the rahmat and the barakat of this Mubarak night. Don't deprive us of the rahmat and the barakat of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Oh, my beloved Allah, ہم گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے مجرم ہے خطاکار ہے گندے ہے میرے اللہ گندے ہے سب کچھ ہے تیرے بندے ہے تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Indeed, we acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, you have seen everything. You have witnessed everything. You are well aware of what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our tongues have spoken, what our hands have touched, where our feet have walked, what our minds have thought. My beloved Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. We acknowledge every sin of ours from the time we became of age up till now. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame, disgrace upon us there and then. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have caused the roofs of our homes and hotels to collapse over our heads. Ay Rabbi Kareem, you could have destroyed us when we were committing adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or drinking wine or alcohol or engaging in watching some filth site on the internet or haram on the television screen or any kind of haram action. You could have sent the gale force winds against us. You could have sent the tsunami against us. But my beloved Allah, you don't like punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, on this opportunity that you gave to us, on this occasion that you gave to us, raising our begging bowl before you after the completion of the Quran Sharif, Mere Allah, ہم نادم ہیں, ہم شرمندہ ہیں. We are acknowledging our shame. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, آج رات ہماری مغفرت فرما. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we don't know whether we will live to see another 29th night of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, it is just your ihsan, your fazl and your kindness that you blessed us with life in this Mubarak night. It is a clear indication, my beloved Allah, that you wish to forgive. If it had not been your wish to forgive, why would you have given us this opportunity to raise our begging bowls before you in this Mubarak night? After the completion of the Quran Sharif. Ay Rabbi Kareem, therefore we who have gathered here and everyone who is listening over the receivers, my beloved Allah, we all are extending our begging bowls and begging of you that change the condition of our lives. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. We are going in the direction of destruction, my Allah. Day and night we use your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. Hey Rabbi Kareem, Ajrat, tonight we have extended our begging bowls and we are seeking from you total forgiveness and we are pledging not to return to those sins again. Light up our hearts with your muhabbat. Light up our hearts, my Allah, with the muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi of yours, when the Quran Sharif was being revealed upon him, the weight of the wahi, my beloved Allah, when he had his head on the lap of Hazrat Aisha and wahi came, it was as if the weight of the wahi will crack the bones of the person on whom he used to have his head at that time. The camel used to sit down. Perspiration used to flow from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak body. We read the whole Quran Sharif, we find no weight of the Quran Sharif on our hearts. One ayat of the Quran Sharif changed entire clans and communities and nations. Arab Kareem, we read the whole Quran Sharif from beginning to end so many times. No impact on our lives. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Humare dil ka hal badal de. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of the Quran Sharif, with the noor of Iman, with the noor of Yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with your qurb and marifat. Bless us with Yaqeen in you. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with shukr over your ni'mats. Rabbi Kareem, bless us with a life of contentment and qanaat. Beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ay Rabbi Kareem, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Make us your humble servants, my beloved Allah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan. Dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. After the month of Ramadan, the evil shayateen will be released. In the month of Ramadan, we had to contend just with the nafs and we could not manage. Ay Rabbi Kareem, hamari madad farma. Hamari madad farma. Come to our assistance and help. My beloved Allah, you are so generous, so kind, so loving, so compassionate, so tolerant, so forgiving, so beneficent, so merciful. Your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, so vast. Just one drop is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Ay Rabbi Kareem, aaj raat hum bhikari ban kar tere saamne haath phailaye hue. Ab to raham farma le. Ab to raham farma le. Maaf farma. Maaf farma. Maaf farma. Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhta'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are in umrahs, give them maqbool and mabroor umrahs. Accept their tawaf, ziyarat and ibadat. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are planning for hajj, make their hajj easy and maqbool. Remove all kinds of obstacles from their path. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. And those who have children, make the children pious and righteous. Those who have gone out of the fold of Islam, bring them back into the fold of Islam. Those who have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, the ummat is suffering great amount of tests and trials. Ummat ke haal par raham farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Rabbe Kareem, protect all the masajid of the world. Protect all the institutions of the world. O Allah, my beloved Allah, jo tere deen ke khilaf, those who are plotting and planning and scheming against your deen, ay Rabbe Kareem, give them hidayat, bless them with hidayat, open their eyes to the reality of the Quran Sharif. But if they are not prepared to listen, they have become arrogant, my beloved Allah, then remove them from the surface of the earth like you removed the Aad and the Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send flood waters against them. Those who are continuing with the persecution, torture, and tyranny and oppression. Ya Allah, either give them hidayat or remove them from the surface of the earth. Show them your qudrat and your power and your might. Ya Allah, where can anyone challenge you? Where can anyone challenge the Quran Sharif? Ya Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us the tawfiq to make amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, make us examples and ambassadors of Islam. We are the weak servants of yours. We haven't been able to do justice, my beloved Allah. We haven't in our lives brought the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Ay Rabbe Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Ab to raham farma. Hum kamzor hai, zayif hai, natawa hai. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda, va ummeed-e karam aaya. We acknowledge we are pur khata, full of mistakes, full of sins. Par kaha jaye tera banda? But where can we go, my Allah? My beloved Allah, Allah, Allah. There is no other door that we can tap. Tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. We have come with great hope and great umeed, and it is the 29th night. Garche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda, ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda, ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Rabbe Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they may be, give them shifa. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much dua he made for us. Throughout his life he prayed and he prayed and he prayed for the ummah. He was stoned in Taif. His Mubarak shoes become filled with his Mubarak blood. Stone in Uhud, falls down unconscious. Rabbi Kareem, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was only concerned, ummati, ummati. We have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now that we come to almost the end of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, we seek from you total forgiveness. Accept our fasting, accept our zakat, accept our salat, accept our sujood, accept our qiyam, my beloved Allah. accept our tilawat, accept our zikrullah, overlook our mistakes, shortcomings and weaknesses. Rabbi Kareem, give us all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless our wives and our children with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabli wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqaw ki mehnat qubool farma. Accept the work of all institutions of deen. Whosoever is doing work of deen, Ya Allah, bless all workers with ikhlas. Bless all workers to work within the parameters of Sharia. Ay Rabbi Kareem, protect us from any kind of deviation. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut. Ek din marna hai akhir maut. Ek din marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths, adultery, fornication, or watching some filth on the television or internet, or filthy magazines in our hands, or bottle of wine. Ya Allah! A person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah as he died. What embarrassment that will be. Oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the presence of billions of ummatis, that his ummati is rising in a state of popping drugs for adultery or fornication or from the disco or cinema or theater. Don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon us, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of us. Ey khuda I bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida wakun. Koi mujhse puche ve kya maangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye. Main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Those who have asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, whatever they need, whatever their desires, whatever their aspiration, long as it is within the parameters of Sharia and pleasing to you, fulfill all the good wishes, good desires and aspirations of everyone that has raised his or her hand and all those who have requested for dua. My beloved Allah, and you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the difficulties, pain and suffering. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their family members, kith and kin, sabr e jameel, ajr e azim. Hamari duao ko Rasool Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein qubool farma. Qubool farma. Qubool farma. Qubool farma. The next 2 minutes, cry it out before your Allah.
سافيا جامع الفتى في العدي سافيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري اصلاح كي بيدعاء دي ميري اصلاح كي بيدعاء دي.
That is the purpose of the Saqiyya Jami Ulfat Tilade, may the Islah Haki be Dwale. It becomes a state that Tawuf may be easily started in this moment. The people have lost the whole concept of what this whole Bayat and Suluk and Tasawuf is all about. So it's not some kind of a dramatic performance or something. And this person doesn't have to really do something abnormal. But every person needs the islah of his nafs. And the islah and reformation of the nafs becomes easy with the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart, then everything becomes easy.
person for love, he will do anything. Rafiya jame kulfat pilade, the goblet cup of wine that people normally drink. So now we are asking for that wine of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that goblet. Jame ulfat. From the ocean of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. You want that drink. And that drink will come in a person's whole life stages. And he enjoys that life after that. It's not that he gets bored now and says, hi, I'm missing out on cinema and theater and gambling. And there's no hi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives him jannat in his heart in a capsule form. Little capsule people take. What kind of changes it brings in a person's body. The person with high temperature and take one little capsule and finish. Temperature is gone. Somebody is very weak and he takes one little capsule and he gets strength. So little capsule bring changes in a person's body. So this capsule of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a capsule form gives his muhabbat. So then he gets the gardens of Jannat in his heart. Maana ke meer gulshan jannat to dur hai. Harif hai magar dil mein khaliq jannat liya hua. O meer, I know the gardens of Jannat are far away. But the arif of Allah Ta'ala is called the khaliq of Jannat in his heart. Saqiya jame ulfat pila de. Saqiya jame ulfat pila de. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. And then he's saying, my shaykh, give me dua of my islah. That is the maqsad. That I want islah of my nafs. My nafs has become very powerful and strong. It is dominant over me. So I want you to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala make me dominant over my nafs. Nafs is like the horse. We must ride the horse. I always say, what would you think if people say that in next year's July handicap, the horses will be ridden on the heads of the jockeys. The jockeys will carry them on their shoulders and run with the horses. Can you imagine the race of that kind? Each one carries the horse on his back and run. So we must ride the horse. You find the jockeys controlling the movement of the horse. They got the reins in their hands. And they also put blinkers on that horse so that it runs in one direction, proper direction. It doesn't look this side and that side. So like that we must put those blinkers of Sharia so that we look straight. We don't get distracted by nafs this side and shaitan that side. That is what is the whole purpose. Because distractions and attractions are all over and temptations of the nafs are all over. Then I was saying, that islah ki bi dua de. Because if that shaykh is shaykh kamil, and no shaykh kamil will claim that he is shaykh kamil, he won't consider himself as worthy of any praise or any, or think of himself as having purified his own soul. But we have to search for those signs, how in everything we search for signs. So like that in the majlis of the shaykh, in the waz of the shaykh, in the actions of the shaykh, we have to look for Quran and Sunnah. If it's got Quran and Sunnah, then we become bayad. But if he doesn't have the knowledge of Quran Sharif, doesn't have knowledge of the Sunnah, then he'll take you to bid'at. Or then he will take you to some other deviated path. So he has to have the knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah, and then he has to be practical also. If it's not practical also, there won't be any effect and impact in that person's sohbat. And then the shaykh, he must have absolutely no greed for the wealth of the murid. He mustn't have his gaze on the jeb and the pocket of the murid, on the property of the murid. This Mujaddidin Millat Rahmatullahi gave one incident. He said one person had taluq with a peer sahab of his, solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is why he became bayat. He wanted Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat. But this peer sahab was one of the bogus ones. So he wanted nothing but money. Every time he comes, that murid scratches his head, he must be pulling out one envelope from the hat. puts his hand in his pocket, there must be something coming out from there too. So every time you ask him, put khulus lekar aaya ya nahi, instead of coming with khulus, he wants to know if he came with khulus. So finally this murid caught up that this is a bogus dream. So whether it was a true dream or a made up fabricated one, but in any case he told the Pir Sahib, he said that last night I had a dream, I want to relate it to you. So Pir Sahib said, yes, yes, what was the dream? He said, I dreamt that there are two jars. One jar is of honey and the other jar is of stool. And then I dreamt that my finger is in the stool jar and your finger is in the honey jar. He said, that's what I'm telling you. Don't you understand my status and position and rank? That you saw my finger in the jar of honey. He said, but the dream hasn't ended. After that I saw you sucking my finger. And I was sucking your finger. So what he conveyed to the Pir Sahib is that I'm coming to you for deen, which is honey. So that is also what we have to see in the life of that person who wants to become bayat. These days people are just giving their hands anywhere. Anyone who puts up their performance, they say, making Pir Sahib. And then look at the kind of abuses that's taking place. So there has to be the noor. There has to be Jame Ulfat that he has drunk first. And then only he can give somebody to drink. So just as we make out a person from his walk and talk, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, Shams Tabrez Rahmatullah Ali told him, why are you coming to me? Go somewhere else. I'm nothing. That is what they say. He said, you don't want just one whole army of murids. So he said, I'm nothing. You go somewhere else. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said, you can say what you like. But if it has rained at night and the leaves of the trees early part of the morning, they tell you that no, we never received any rain. So they say, you can say what you want, but the leaves show that you received rain. You can see the leaves are wet. The grass is wet. So it has rained. And then if you see a drunk person, so he can hide his drunkenness with elachi. Now those days they should hide with elachi. In our school days, we used to smoke, we used to hide it with one chewing gum, chicks, bubble gum. So he said they can hide the odor of the mouth with elachi. But where are they going to hide the redness of their eyes and the wobble in their walk? The person who is drunk, fully drunk, where is he going to hide the redness of his eyes and the wobble in his walk? That will show that he has taken alcohol. So if the worldly wine and worldly alcohol makes the person wobble and you make it out from there that he is intoxicated, then the person who has drunk the wine of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, won't his actions, won't his tears, won't his du'as and won't his talks show that he has got love of Allah ta'ala. So we must look for that. That is what made me become bayat upon the hands of my Shah, Arif Billah. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dhamma, that when he was in his fit days and young and healthy days, then believe me that if you wanted to know that how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this amal or how he made that amal, then you just had to watch him. His talk, his walk, his laugh, his ibadat, his tilawat, before he goes to sleep, the surma in the eye, and the manner in which he puts the oil on his head, and his namaz, and the posture, and his ruku, and his sajda, everything you could watch. And even when he was making wuzu, when he was making masawal, he will read the hadith sharif and explain to us, this is what comes in the hadith sharif, every posture, every this thing. So now you can say that this is an example following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That kind of love they had. Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sofa Mashayikh. But then when they get old, they get sick. That's why I always tell young friends when they come to Madinah Sharif and Makkah Sharif, I say, don't look at the sick people, weak people. Now we can't sit so long in the Haram Sharif and do that if you're able to do in our young days, fit and healthy days. So now if the, does it mean now if the Shaykh is sick and he's going to sit and read namaz, so all the Murids going to sit and read namaz? Shaykh, because of his sickness now sometimes he can't do certain things. But he's going to teach you what the Quran and Sunnah says, and when he could make amal, he was making amal. And because of sickness, Allah Ta'ala also gives pension. Our government gives pension in old age. That you don't do work now, but you get some money coming. Like that, now you don't make that ibadat, but you get sawab. What you did in the healthy days. So in capsule form, Allah Ta'ala gives it into the heart. Now see, every time that I explain this, it goes in different direction. Allah Ta'ala makes it such as His ihsan. If you hear one thing all the time, you say, but you must never think like that. The same water we drink, the same kind of food we eat, the same oxygen we breathe, anything that's good for our body and necessary, we take it repeatedly. The other night I was explaining about the drips. That in the hospital many a time we give drips. Now the drips are going to go drop by drop into the body. That's why they call it drips. Because it goes drop by drop. So now the patient also sometimes gets restless and he says, how long will this bottle take? He says, 3 hours. He says, can't you take the whole thing and put it one time into my body? 3 hours I must sit drop by drop. So like that it is drop by drop, drop by drop. The same thing you repeat. And it's the same medication that's going through drop by drop. It's not something different you drink all the time. The same thing, for 3 hours, the same thing is good. And the patient is watching also the bottles. So like that, these nasihats, just keep on listening and taking it like that drip. Then drop by drop it will enter the heart, and then you'll find a change in the condition of the heart. So saqiya jami ulfat bilade, meri islaha ki vidwade. He wrote to his Shaykh Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi this letter. This poetry. You know it.
Saqiya jami'ul fatfilade. Saqiya jami'ul fatfilade. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے
That's all. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے Because گناہ معصیت is something that distances a person from Allah تبارک و تعالی It throws him into the lap of شیطان Shaitan becomes extremely happy and pleased when a banda of Allah Ta'ala falls for temptation and drowns in the ocean of sins. Shaitan then smiles. And if anybody blames him, then he will say, Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrat-e-insan par. Guna karta hai khud, lanat bhejta hai shaitan par. So I feel like laughing at this. Hazrat-e-insan. He does the sin, but he blames me for it. So, gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. That is exactly what the month of Ramadan was for. Taqwa is the giving up of sins. Just as performance of namaz is sawab and ibadat, the non-performance is a sin. the giving of zakat is an ibadat, as far as now we will say that it is not giving, then it is a sin. So the person gives up the sin means that either he is doing that which is positive, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, tilawat, zikr, all positive. Or he is doing that which is negative, and that is the giving up of all things like gambling, drinking, alcohol, fornication, porn sites and everything. So he gives up that. So doing that which has been commanded and giving up that which has been prohibited from. That is taqwa. And when he gets taqwa, then وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will definitely find an exit for him, a way out for him in his difficulties and hardships. Because he is the one who sent the test, so now he's giving him the way out of the test to Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. That he needs, and now you keep finding it. He sent the test, now he say, I'm writing the paper for you to finish, way out for you. And risk and sustenance Allah Ta'ala then provides from sources that he never expected. And that is exactly what man is in search of, these two things. So meri islaha ki bhi dua de, and then after that he says, gunaho se mujhko chhuda de.
ساقيا جامع الفتى فلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے
Just as the physical body needs medication. A person is sick and ill, they need medication. Like that, the ruh and the soul of the person also need medication. The ruh and soul also need medication. Just as the physical body enjoys different kinds of foods and drinks, the ruh and soul also need some nourishment. And it also enjoys some kind of food and drink of a different kind. Therefore, Shaykh Shah Imam Al-Akhtar Sahib Dhamma Barakatuh has composed this poetry also. And how beautifully he has said with regards to the noor of taqwa.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر گیٹ اپ اینڈ کرائی بیفور یور مالک دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کرائی ان سجدہ اینڈ لائٹ اپ دس ہارٹ برنگ اٹ ٹو لائٹ And then ruhaku nure taqwa se tu shadat. The ruh will only get happy with the nur of taqwa. That's the ghiza, that is the nourishment that the ruh wants. The ruh doesn't want biryani and plow and zarda. The ruh wants nur of taqwa. And your nafs is your dushman. Dushman ku na shadat. Nobody likes to please the enemy. So the enemy displease him, that is nafs and shaitan. So therefore he says, give me some medication that the hatred of sins come into my heart. Give my soul such medication that the hatred of sins come into my heart. At present we like sins. We enjoy sins. We smile over sins. We brag over sins. And look at the newspaper, they advertise our sins. Seen in this club, seen in that dance hall, seen in that rave club, and seen in that gambling den, seen at the July handicap race, seen. Look at the kind of pictures that appear. Where the person is seen. So we advertise our sins. So therefore we say, my Shaykh, I have become bayat, so that you give me some medication for my soul, that hatred of sins comes into my heart. So sit properly, sit properly. Hold your legs and sit comfortably. Aram.
يا جامع الفتح لا جے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا جے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے
تقاضا آف معصیت desire to sin, the demand for sin, that will remain until the dying day of a person. Therefore, must never get worried and frightened that I'm making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, but still bad thoughts come in my mind. Forget about those bad thoughts. That's a national highway and all kinds of trucks, buses, scooters, donkeys, pigs and everything will travel on the national highway. In the trucks, you find all the dirty animals to travel. But don't stop those thoughts. Don't entertain those thoughts. As I always say, don't lay out the dastarkhan, the tablecloth for those thoughts. As if the person was waiting, like how iftar time everybody is waiting. Or meal time we wait. And especially if it is some walima dawat. And it's a 5-course, 7-course menu. So now we say, anything else, anything else, anything else. And you sit and wait and wait. The person forgets at that time. That he's suffering from sugar diabetes. Just because the zarda is tasty, he hasn't eaten long time, so he makes the best of it. And after he's finished eating all the sweets, and the biscuits, and the cakes, and the biryani, and everything, then after all that, when the tea will come, he says, you got saccharine. Oh, taqaza agar maasiyatka. Huna maghloob himmat khudani. Qazas will come, but I must not become overpowered by the qazas. I must be the rider. I must have the reins of nafs in my hand. And if the rider is going on a steep hill, and there is a ditch, and now the horse wants to go down, what will the rider do? Will he go down with the horse, or will he turn the reins the other way? Even if the horse is screaming and say very much great pain I'm getting in my teeth because you're pulling it too hard this side. Then you say whether you get pain or you don't get pain. If I have to listen to you, then you too will go and I too will go. You see, if I have to listen to you, then you will go and I too will go with you. So therefore it pulls it on to the other side. So the taqazas of masiyat will come. Allah Ta'ala has given us himmat. You're not using that himmat. You're not using that himmat. Why is it that we don't have that himmat only for that? And all the other things, we've got a lot of himmat. If somebody tells the person, now purposely go make an accident, hit your head against the wall. He says, what do you think? I'm a fool. Or? Somebody says, drink poison. You won't drink. You've got willpower. So just as that horse rider pulls it onto the other side, no matter how much the horse screams. So you must ride that nafs and have the reins so tight that you pull it in another direction. and see how happy and peace Allah Ta'ala becomes with that. So, ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka hoon maghloob wa himmat khuda de. Allah give me himmat that I don't fall for those temptations. For temptation will lead you into trouble and make you cry. So why cry? Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to cry in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah.
ساقيا جامع الفتح لا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے
یعنی صرف وہ شیخ اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. When you get up, your tahajjud prayers, O my Shaykh, and when your tears are rolling, and from the deep recesses of your heart, you are calling out to your Allah, and that ah is coming out from your heart, because my opinion is that your heart is filled with Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will listen to your du'as. So apni aahe sahar. There is no waliullah who goes without tahajjud. Although it's not farz, not wajib, but the person who wants to become a waliullah, then he gets up early part of the morning and makes a few rakats of namaz. And it's a misunderstanding that you have to get up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Even half an hour before Subuh Sadiq, the person gets up. 15, 20 minutes also before that, if he gets up, just makes quick wuzu, and thereafter makes 4 rakat namaz, how long would it take? And then make dua for a few minutes. So he says, apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna, hey khuda apni kamil raza de. Seek the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, ask Allah Ta'ala to give me His Kamil Raza. If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then His kingdoms will work in our favor. And if Allah Ta'ala is displeased, then having everything for the person's life will become miserable. Restless. Look at all these film actors and actresses and pop stars and football stars and golfing stars and all kinds of stars. But look at their lives. Look at the restlessness. They are millionaires, multi-millionaires. But look at their lives. So, ya khuda apni kamil raza de. That is what we seek through this prayer.
Saqiya jami'ul fath pila de. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. Chain ki neend mujhko sula de. Chain ki neend mujhko sula de. Chain ki neend mujhko sula de. Khwab-e ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے
Give me those prescriptions will give me peaceful sleep. In the qabr I will be able to sleep peacefully. Now how will I get that peaceful sleep in the qabr? If you get me up from this sleep now, of ghaflat. If I get up from this ghaflat sleep now, then I will be able to sleep nicely in the qabr also. In the akhirah. So get me up from the sleep of ghaflat, negligence. The dream world that I am living in. Thinking that life is nothing but fun, enjoyment. Sing, dance, song, music, drink, wine, women. So get me up from that. all the hopeless things we regarded.
ساقيا جامع الفت في لادي میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے
جذب سے مجھ کو میرے مالک اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے. Last night I explained this in detail for the benefit of those who are not here. But one is a person makes his effort and he tries hard in his faith. And the other is that he says, Ya Allah, I am weak. I don't have the strength. But you have the power to pull me towards you. Allah Ta'ala has the power. With the power of jazb, he makes us his. So if he makes us his with his power of jazb, then he will create those conditions of that person getting his muhabbat and obedience to him and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's obedience. Allah Ta'ala will create those conditions. He will keep him away from those taqazas of masiyat, overpowering him. And sometimes the person is right there at the door of sin and something happens that he's not able to commit that sin. Because of the power of jazb. I mentioned that incident of that one youngster, he changed his life. And after that, he said one day again, there was nobody in the house there, so he read again in the newspaper. That is how that shaitan comes again. Then let me just see what they're still showing nowadays. So now he saw the same films or whatever serials he was following those days. They're still showing something. So he decided to go back onto it. Because in that house that he was, there was a TV there. So he says he went and he switched it on. Nothing working. Check the plugs, check the switch, check all the other lights are working. That is not coming on. Tried and tried, nothing worked. After some time, the owner of the house or whoever it was, it came back into the house. And that person switched it on, it came on. That is the jazb. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saves the person. How many times it happened in the lives of lots of people, young people, old people. The taqaza of masiyat came. And because they're making dua all the time, Ya Allah, save me, protect me, I'm weak, I don't wish to go to those sins. Allah Ta'ala created some kind of condition that saved. So therefore, jazb se mujhko hai mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana le, make me ahle taqwa with your fazl and kindness. So the example that I gave is that of the Dubai Burj and towers. They're going now, they say about 200 floors, I don't know how many floors it's already gone. Somebody once asked them that how many floors you intend building? How many floors you intend going up? They say there's no limit, we keep watching America, yeah, there, whoever goes taller than us, he will make another one. If he reaches that height, we'll make another one. So now that, how are we going to climb? It is easy to climb stairs and go up. You can't climb even 20 floors. The person will become candidate for the graveyard. So now what does he do? He goes into the lift. Goes into the lift. And then presses one, two buttons. And zooms right there. Power of jazb that lift has. The lift's power of jazb takes the person up. Bring him to the 100th floor within minutes or seconds. But this person can't stand outside the lift and say, I want to reach there. He has to walk into the lift. And then he can't be pressing the wrong buttons and expecting to reach there. He went into the lift, he wants to go 100th floor, but he presses the basement buttons. Where will he go? If he goes into the lift, there's always some basement, underground parking. So now he goes there and he presses the button that goes 10 floors down, underground parking. So then he may park there forever. So he must press the right buttons. He's in the lift, now he must press also the right button. So the quwwat of jazb of Allah Ta'ala is there. Now he wants you to come in. And when you are in, you should press the right buttons. You make that little effort from your side of namaz, roza, zakat, tilawat, ibadat, honesty, truthfulness, little effort. That's the pressing of those buttons. Then next thing you'll do it. And if there is a little bit of shake up along the line, then tears of nadama, shame, regret, toba, istighfar, and that will still take you safe place. That will repair the fault in the lift. Sometimes there's fault in the lift. Sometimes the person is pressing the right button, but there's fault in the lift. And that fault in the lift has to be repaired. So that fault in the lift is repaired with the toba istighfar. So he wants to get there, but sometimes he cast a lustful glance here, he made some mistake here, made some mistake there, now the lift is not going up. So now with toba istighfar, nadawat ansu, now the lift got repaired. And suddenly he was right away. نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے یہ ہر ایک چیز ہے بے مزہ نظر سے اپنی تو دور ہے کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے کہ ملک کو جس کی نہیں خبر وہ حضور میرا حضور ہے sometimes I'm enjoying the ta'at and ibadat and sometimes I'm making اعتراف of my قصور and weakness. And when I make tawbah and istighfar and I shed tears here, then even the angels don't know what heights I reach with those tears. Allah Ta'ala makes that person with the nadamat and shame tears reach the same stage of the muttaqeen. Same stage. So you have to get into that lift and press the right button. Then Allah Ta'ala will take us. Then pull us with the power of justice. But if you're going to stand proudly outside, then nothing will work. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِلًا یہ کنٹرول ہی نہ ہو.
صافیا جامع الفت فلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اپنی اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اپنی اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب دے اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے.
شاہ حکیم اختر صاحب is a very pious, very righteous, عارف باللہ اللہ والا. But he is saying that it is not his condition. He is giving us a lesson. اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا ان کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. He says, oh Allah, don't allow any kind of shame, disgrace, embarrassment, humiliation to come upon your akhtar. Yet so many people have seen dreams of him with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and so many mashayikh and great muhaddith, mufassir and all have become bayat upon his hands. They say, اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا ان کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. Whatever weakness is God, whatever shortcoming is God, whatever faults is God, conceal it, hide it. Now he's saying. So last night I mentioned that we should put our name there and say the same thing. Because we truly have got faults and weaknesses and shortcomings. Therefore I say, after saying it, because whoever composed that poetry, it is only right. First you must acknowledge whose it is. And then after that you can put your name. Just for your own purpose. And let the people know also that it is not my poetry. It is of so and so. And then there is Islah of the Nafs. So So therefore we say, اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا. یہ عرب ان کے عیب ہو, ان کے عیب ہو کہ عرب چھپائے. اپنے یونس کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اپنے یونس کو رسوا نہ کرنا, ان کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا لے. یا اللہ, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon your yunus. Like that each one should put his name and ask Allah. That Allah conceal our weakness, our short course. Because there are so many sins and so much of things that a person does, that if it is exposed, you won't be able to face the society. You won't be able to face the society. Look at people who are arrested for certain crimes. They cover their faces with their jackets, cover their heads. Anything they find will cover their face. Now here we're trying to cover our faces. Qiyamah Day in the front, presence of billions of ummah, is where we're going to cover our faces. And sometimes in this world, Allah Ta'ala sees that this person doesn't want to repent, doesn't want to change, just wants to go on and on and on, and suddenly it just, the bubble bursts, and all the weaknesses get exposed. So we must keep asking Allah Ta'ala for protection. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. It's just in the taqdeem of lots of other people who have said they didn't miss out yesterday, they are here now. You just stay in your places and just take the hand of Shaykh and one or two others who are in the front here. The others continue it. As I mentioned last night also, that those who are making tawbah, when I'm making the tawbah, all must make tawbah. For tawbah, there's no need to be bayat to anybody. Everybody must make tawbah. But when they say we're entering the silsila, or becoming bayat upon the hands of so and so, then at that time we remain silent. That's all. And then there's nothing dramatic. I mentioned last night also, after there's nothing dramatic. Make sincere tawbah from sins. Make your namaz on time. Give your zakat. Fast in Ramadan. Make haji farz. Rights of people if they have been trampled. Monies of people if they have been digested. And return it. Ask for maaf. Ask for forgiveness. Properties of inheritance if the person took away illegally. Then return it. Make sincere tawbah. And pledge that you're not going to return to those sins. After that accidental sin again, make plenty of tawbah. So simple. That little bit of tasbihat as a beginning, one durud sharif, one astaghfirullah, one third kalima as a beginning, as a start. Then each person has got his own occupation, his time, somebody's time is limited, somebody's time is plentiful. So then he informs the shaykh that this is my condition. Then he informs me, he tell of the weakness and shortcoming, that this is my weakness, I can't seem to come out of it. So he gives some kind of prescription, the person will come out of it. One person had a habit, that all, every time, speaking lies, that was a bad habit of the person. Many people, it will get carried away with the lies. So now the person said that, well, now I don't know how to get out of this habit of mine, of speaking lies. And I gave for pride also the same thing, gave for something else to any help. Now even if I read the whole Quran Sharif and whole Hadith Sharif, it might not have helped that person in particular, because he knew, the person knows that this is wrong, this is, but still couldn't give it up. So I said, if you're serious about it, then you'll have to do what I'm telling you. He said, yes, I'm serious, I want to give up this bad habit. I said, no problem. Every time you speak a lie, you must tell that person that I've got a very bad habit of speaking lies. And what I just told you now was a lie. So you make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq of speaking the truth. But I take qasam, what I told you is a lie. And then the next person again, when you speak lie, you say the same thing. That I've got a very bad habit of lying. And what I just told you now is a lie. And you make dua that Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq of giving up lies. And I take qasam and say that what I told you was a lie. Now you think that person will carry on like that? After one or two days, you meet me, the moment I finish, lies gone. How can I tell that person I was speaking lies? Finish, the lies gone. The lies went to lie down, finish. That is what we need. Some prescription. doctor's prescriptions are not one whole chapter. Just small few words and finish. The person comes. So many people write to me, they say, Father, before your reply even reaches us sometimes, it seems as if that habit is gone. Allah Ta'ala says, not no kamal of ours. Other thing is put the hands on the shoulders if you want to. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقد قال إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. Say, O Allah, we have believed in you, in all your angels, in your books, in your messengers, in the Quran Sharif as your final book. In Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as your final messenger. We have believed in the day of judgment, in the life after death, in taqdeer, in jannat and jahannam, with all things brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we make sincere tawbah from all sins, major or minor, especially sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongues, of the hands and feet, of the heart and mind. My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from khubbe jah, from khubbe mal, from khubbe ba. O Allah, if accidentally we commit any sin again, then we will make plenty of tawbah. But we pledge not to return to those sins again. We are entering the silsila Qadiriya, Naqshbandiya, Saharwardiya, Chishtiya. Bless us with the barakat of all these silsilas. And on the day of Qiyamah, enter us into Jannah without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, accept this bayat of ours. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين
the good opinion that they have expressed of this insignificant slave of yours, Rabbi Kareem, accept their good opinion, make this insignificant slave worthy of the khidmat of you, Rabbi Kareem, inki bayat ko qubool farma, accept their bayat, remove all obstacles from their path, bless them with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Ay Allah, provide for them rizq halal in abundance. Ay Rabbi Kareem, provide for us all rizq halal in abundance. Ay Rabbi Kareem, sabko nek bana de. My beloved Allah, in these times of fitnas, when there's so much of corruption, and fitnas are lashing like storms from all sides, these young friends of mine, and my beloved Allah, these ulama, who are already doing so much of service to your deen. Ya Allah, we all want to become yours. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we all wish to become yours. Ya Allah, make it easy for us. Protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Ey Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, bless them all. If they are married, with marriage of happiness, marriage of bliss. Put their love into the hearts of their wives and their children and their families. Ey Rabbi Kareem, if they are in businesses, then bless them with businesses of barakah. Ey Rabbi Kareem, give them the tawfiq to do their business transactions in an honest manner, truthful manner. Ey Rabbi Kareem, if they have children, make their children pious and righteous, obedient to you, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the parents. Those whose children are becoming huffaz, Ey Rabbi Kareem, make it easy for them to become Allah wala hafiz. Those who are becoming alims, make it easy for them to become Allah wala alims. And those who are studying in other institutions, Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless them with success and make them assets. Keep them steadfast on Islam and Iman. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hum sab ko qubool kar lo. Qubool kar lo. Hum gandhe hai, napaak hai, siyakar hai, gunegar hai, bandhe tere hai. Rabbi Kareem, if you are going to leave, turn away your glance of mercy. Then where do we go? This Mubarak night they have become Bayat and Rabbi Kareem. Make it a means of barakat for them too. And Ya Allah, with their good deeds, forgive my sins also. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری اے میرے پیارے مولا اے میرے پیارے آقا ہم بھکاری بن بگز وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈڈ اور بوز بائی اللہ یا اللہ ود دی برکت آف دس بلیسڈ نائٹ with the barakat of the Quran, you khatam the Christians, with the barakat of the Taraweeh, with the barakat of the Madh of Ramadan. Ey Rabbi Kareem, have a dunya bhi de akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fi al-akhirati hasana, wa qina azab anna. Ya Allah, all Muslims have raised their hands here. Whosoever has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, on this 29th night, my beloved Allah, have all raised up their hands with great umbeed and hope in you. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat, open the floodgates of your rahmat. My beloved Allah, ab to hamara ban ja, ab to maaf kar de, maaf kar de. Month of Ramadan is gone, my beloved Allah. غفلت کے اندر ہم نے وہ گزار دیا. In negligence and indifference of our life went by. Ya Allah, ہم نے قدر نہیں کی. Lekin aaj raat, which is the last of the odd nights, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak time, we have raised our begging bowls before you. Ey Rabbe Kareem, even if it is not the 27th night, Ya Allah, even if it is not Laylatul Qadr, you can make it Laylatul Qadr for us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, make this night Laylatul Qadr for us. Make it Laylatul Qadr. There is nothing to prevent you, Ya Allah, from giving us the blessings of Laylatul Qadr in this last odd night. We don't know whether we will see another one, my beloved Allah. This late part of the night, so many friends of mine are sitting here. Ya Allah, young and old, sick and weak, are shedding tears before you. And these tears you dearly love, by Allah. At this part of the night, you are watching us, you are listening to us. There is no question of darkness for you, by Allah. You who bless billions of people with sight, how can you be not aware of what we are doing? By Rabbi Kareem, the thoughts that are crossing our minds, you are well aware of even those thoughts. That Ya Allah, we want to become yours, but we find ourselves extremely weak. We become overpowered by nafs and shaitan. Ey Rabbi Kareem, now that the month of Ramadan is finishing, give us that same himmat and courage that you gave to us whilst fasting, that we were abstaining from eating and drinking and carnal passions. Ya Allah, give us that same himmat after Ramadan. Accept our fasting, accept our zikr, accept our tilawat, accept our ibadat. We know that it is not worthy of presentation. May Allah bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. You are well aware of the good wishes and desires and aspirations of each and every individual. Fulfill their good wishes, aspirations and desires. And you are well aware of the weakness, sickness, diseases, ill health, poverty, tests and trials of each and every individual. Ya Allah, with your fazl and kindness, remove the weakness and problems. Throughout the world, wherever mankind is suffering, remove the difficulties. Especially the Ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, protect and safeguard those who have become bayat from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless them with a life of respect, a life of dignity, a life of honor. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hum sab ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ko nek bana de. ہم گنہگار ہے سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم یا ربی معاف فرما سب کو قبول اپنی کامل رضا نصیب فرما اپنی کامل رضا نصیب فرما اپنی کامل رضا نصیب فرما یا ربی اپنی کامل رضا نصیب فرما وصل اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلق سیدنا فنبینا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کے لیے بھی میرے لیے بھی بڑے سے برکت بنے اور راضی ہو جائے We'll break for just 5 minutes. And you're going to drink water, refreshing yourself, feel refresh, and then till 11 o'clock you may be cool, Lord. So after that, occupy yourself individually, if you're tired, and occupy yourself individually. Allah Tabaraka wa Taala accept.
یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بے زار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Ey mere Maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar, dil ke andar, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah.